Okay, today's Thursday, 26 September 2019, 1:30 a.m. I just woke up from a dream. In this dream, I was at a Bible study and in someone's living room, a prayer meeting, Bible study slash prayer meeting, and there was an evangelist, a young man, who was going around laying hands on people, praying for him. And I had my chair there, my folding chair, which I bring. And he was going around praying for people. And at one point, we were all standing. Trying to remember, my wife was there. I think. And she was kind of skeptical about this guy. Anyway, then I decided I wanted to have prayer. I remember now, I was sitting down. Everyone else was standing up, but I was sitting in my chair. So I decided, and some were sitting down, some were standing, some were sitting down. So I decided to stand up because I thought, you know, I should get some prayer too. So I stood up and then he looks at me and starts to make his way over to me. And I decide right before he gets up to me, I decide, you know, I'm going to sit down because I've had evangelists try to like push people over, or I've heard they have. And I think one tried to do that with me one time, and I wasn't going to have any of that. So, you know, you can pray for me. I just sat back down, and that's fine. So, and then all of a sudden this guy, I don't recall this before, but now all of a sudden he doesn't have a shirt on. And he comes up to me and he almost gets in a wrestling hold. This guy's, you know, bare skin from the waist up. He's got his pants on. Bare skin from the waist up. And he grabs me almost like in a wrestling. I said, "That's too hard, back off." And as soon as I did that, he did. He was like pushing his forehead up against my forehead really hard, really forceful. And as soon as I say, "Okay, back off," he backs off and he like disappears. And all of a sudden, I'm waking up, and with my eyes closed, I'm seeing this bright yellow cloth. Bright, I mean, like really, I mean, the type of color that I don't see in waking life, only in dreams and visions that are remarkable. And then I wake up and I go, I'm laying on my stomach when I wake up and I go to myself, okay, I was analyzing the dream immediately. And, I go, this guy was HR. And Gabe, who's right next to me when I wake up, says, "Yep, that's what he was." And I got to thinking, you know, that this guy is a fallen angel that is like invading the church. It's one of those angels of light thing that will deceive evangelists, and then he'll start praying with this fallen angel anointing. And what happens is then the people they pray for will become attacked by demons. And it reminds me of what I was listening to just the other day with this interview with Dr. Michael S. Heiser and Stephen Bancars. And Stephen Bancars was saying something very similar, where he went to a couple of meetings, and then when he got done with the meeting, he felt bad, and he felt like he got, you know, hit with demonic attacks and stuff like that, and he had to kind of deliver himself or something like that. Those are my words, but that seems to be what he was saying. So anyway, so it seems to me that the Lord put me in this situation to terminate this angel, because as soon as I wake up, I go, oh, yeah, and he's gone. I started thinking that, and Angel Gabe says, yeah, that guy's gone. Because we got the rule of engagement 3 going on here. But, man, I tell you, this guy came right up, and he was, like, pushing up against me as hard as he could. Bare-chested, like a wrestling grip almost. But I was stronger than him. I said, oh, back off, dude. That's too hard. Back up. As soon as I said that, he loosens his grip, he backs away, and this guy, like, was in his, like, mid to late 20s. I mean, this was a young guy, had black hair. I don't remember his eyes. Definitely a fraudulent, deceiving spirit. Wow. Like, I'm wide awake right now. But I'm not sore. That's interesting. I didn't have to grapple with him for long. It was just, like, momentarily. So that's nice. I should be able to go back to sleep pretty easily. I don't feel troubled. I did momentarily, right as I was waking up, but not now, so, which is nice. Okay, so that's the end of that dream. Goodbye.